Septuagesima Sunday. The Holy Church calls us together today in order that we may hear from her lips the sad history of the fall of our first parents. This awful event implies the passion and cruel death of the Son of God made man, who has mercifully taken upon himself to expiate this and every subsequent sin committed by Adam and us, his children. It is of the utmost importance that we should understand the greatness of the remedy. We must, therefore, consider the grievousness of the wound inflicted. For this purpose, we will spend the present week in meditating on the nature and consequences of the sin of our first parents. Formerly, the Church used to read in her matins of today that passage of the book of Genesis, where Moses relates to all future generations, but in words of most impressive and sublime simplicity, how the first sin was brought into the world. In the present form of the liturgy, the reading of this history of the fall is deferred till Wednesday, and the preceding days give us the account of the 6 days of creation. We will anticipate the great instruction and begin it at once, inasmuch as it forms the basis of the whole week's teaching. From the book of Genesis, chapter 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the earth, which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Why hath God commanded you that you should not eat of every tree of paradise?" And the woman answered him, saying, "Of the fruit of the trees that are in paradise we do eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of paradise, God hath commanded us that we should not eat, and that we should not touch it, lest perhaps we die." And the serpent said to the woman, "No, you shall not die the death, for God doth know that in what day soever you shall eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And the woman saw that the tree was good to eat, and fair to the eyes, and delightful to behold. And she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave to her husband, who did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened. And when they perceived themselves to be naked, they sewed together fig leaves, and made themselves aprons. And when they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in paradise, at the afternoon air, Adam and his wife hid themselves from the face of the Lord God amidst the trees of paradise. And the Lord God called Adam and said to him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in paradise, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said to him, "And who hath told thee that thou wast naked? But that thou hast eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat?" And Adam said, "The woman whom thou gavest me to be my companion gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said to the woman, "Why hast thou done this?" And she answered, "The serpent deceived me, and I did eat." And the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because thou hast done this thing, thou art cursed among all cattle and beasts of the earth. Upon thy breast shalt thou go, and earth shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. I will put enmities between thee and the woman, and thy seed and her seed. She shall crush thy head, and thou shalt lie in wait for her heel." To the woman also he said, "I will multiply thy sorrows and thy conceptions. In sorrow shalt thou bring forth children, and thou shalt be under thy husband's power, and he shall have dominion over thee. And to Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldst not eat, cursed is the earth in thy work. With labor and toil shalt thou eat thereof all the days of thy life. Thorns and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herbs of the earth. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the earth out of which thou wast taken. For dust thou art, and into dust thou shalt return. O terrible page of man's history! It alone explains to us our present position on the earth. It tells us what we are in the eyes of God, and how humbly we should comport ourselves before His divine majesty. We will make it the subject of this week's meditation. And now, let us prepare to profit by the liturgy of this Sunday, which we call Septuagesima. In the Greek Church, it is called prophone, proclamation, because on this day they announce to the people the coming fast of Lent and the precise day of Easter. It is also called the Sunday of the Prodigal Son, because that parable is read in their liturgy for this Sunday as an invitation to sinners to draw nigh to the God of mercy. But it is the last day of the week, prophone, which, by a strange custom, begins with the preceding Monday, as do also the two following weeks.